Hey, y'all, and welcome to Hopefully Healing, the podcast where we talk about pain, purpose, and putting the pieces back together. I'm your host, Mo, and whether you're surviving, striving, or just trying to breathe, you belong here. Let's get into it. Hey, y'all, I'm Mo. And I have mommy issues. Yay! No, really. A long time ago, I would not have been able to say that out loud and be okay with saying that out loud and not fear the consequences. So today's episode is very near and dear to my heart, and it's something that we need to talk about more often, especially in our community and especially as a part of our healing journey. So I want to start with, do you know the difference between forgiveness and reconciliation? Forgiveness is defined as the personal internal process of letting go of resentment and anger towards someone who has wronged you. While on the other hand, reconciliation is the restoration of a broken relationship requiring effort and participation from all parties involved. Forgiveness can definitely be achieved independently, but reconciliation requires the willingness of cooperation. What if I told you you can forgive a parent but not reconcile? So this is a concept that I struggled with heavily. And I mean heavily, because there is such an emotional weight and stigma surrounding our parents and our traumas in regards to our parents, letting go of the pedestal that we put them on, and just even going no contact and setting boundaries. In my community, the African American community, there is a huge stigma and emotional weight around it, because these are our parents, and you don't set boundaries and go no contact or limit access with your parents in this community. So let's talk about it. I don't remember the exact moment that I realized that I was living in a fantasy land of what I wanted my parent-daughter, mother-daughter relationship to be, or what it would never be. I don't remember the exact moment that I realized that this relationship didn't feel good, nor was it good for me. I cannot tell you that moment, but I do know it came after quite some time. But I didn't have anybody to talk to about it, because again, these are our parents. And I remember going to talk to my dad or going to talk to an elder in the community, a cousin, and it was always met with, but that's your mother, but that's your parent. And because I looked at it in that same light of that's my parent, I would forgive and minimize the hurt that what she was doing caused me. I would begin to justify what she was doing. I would say, you know what? She may have been through a lot. Or you know what? Like, she may not have known, or, you know, and you may feel the same way with your parents or have felt with your parents, depending on which part of your journey you're on, that you minimize the hurt. It wasn't that deep. I'm blowing it out of proportion, or maybe I was being emotional, like they said, or maybe I was this person that they said that I was. And I had to learn that the pain that she caused does not need to be justified. The pain that your parent caused, it just doesn't need to be justified. And I can forgive you without minimizing the hurt. I can say, hey, you hurt me. I forgive you. We don't have to reconcile, but you hurt me. And a lot of times, again, in my community, you are often met with, they did their best. They did their best. Your parent did their best. They did all that they could do. You know, you're a child. You don't know what it's like having a child. You'll understand when you have your own kids. I remember, again, justifying behaviors with that. They did their best with what they had. Okay, one thing that I have learned in my adulthood is just because you did your best does not mean your best is good enough for me. And I know that may sound really like kind of fucked up because we grew up with do your best, and that's good enough. Yes, that can be good enough for you, and that's fine. But your best does not, that doesn't mean that that was good enough for me. Your best does not mean that you, you know, handled me with care or, you know what I'm saying, nurtured me. That just means you did your best for you. And that's okay, but that does not negate the fact that your best still caused me damage. Your best still caused trauma. And a lot of times I don't feel like our parents, well, I know my parent, couldn't understand that. Like, yeah, you may have done your best, but it still did X, Y, and Z to me. It still caused me to be insecure. It still caused me to question and, you know, feel low about myself. That doesn't change that. And sometimes, like, we have to acknowledge that your best may be great, but it was not good enough for what I needed. And that's okay. And I had to also come to terms with, just because you meant well or it, you know, they meant well, that doesn't make the pain disappear. It caused me pain, and I can't just chunk it up to say, oh, well, you meant well, so now I'm not in pain. Because in no other avenue in life does that work. And in no other avenue can you say, well, my intentions were good, so you should just forgive me and move on. No, you're going to be like, absolutely not. Like, I can understand your intentions were good, but it still caused me pain. So in my particular situation, a lot of you may or may not know that I did go no contact with my mother this year. We have had situations of going no contact, moments, very brief moments, but this time felt very final. I couldn't explain the feeling. I wish I could really put it in words to how I just knew, you know what, this is it for me. But I do want to start by saying that was not my first decision to go no contact. That was never my first decision. And a lot of times I feel in many situations with children who go no contact with their parents or who limit access, that's never, you don't jump to that first. You don't jump to, you know what, you wronged me, I'm done with you forever. No, nobody does that. Like, that's unrealistic, because at the end of the day, like, it's been beat into our heads. We still hold on to that. That's still my parent. I still want you around. Like, nobody wakes up and say, I never want to talk to you again. So I want to preface that with, I did not wake up and just say, this is your first time messing up and I'm done. That took a lot. It was not an easy decision. It was something that still kind of weighs on me a little bit, not as much as it did initially, but I still have moments. So what started the whole process was, I'm going to be very vulnerable here. My mother is very emotionally abusive. Very emotionally abusive. And some of the things that have been said to me throughout the years have really caused me a lot of harm mentally. Very emotionally abusive. I will give her all the flowers where flowers are due. Definitely took care of us. And I'm going to stick this with me. I won't put anything on my siblings, but definitely was an amazing provider. Never wanted or needed for anything on a financial standpoint. As far as emotions go, extremely emotionally abusive, very manipulative, just very all around nasty with me. I wish I had. That's just me being very vulnerable. This is my story. And I would just say some of the things that were said to me were, you know, I wish I never had you. I should have aborted you. I've been called out of my name several times, and even tried to be pit against siblings and even my dad, honestly, you know, he's going to do for me before he ever does for you. And, you know, getting put out of her house, the whole nine yards. I think where I really, really felt like our relationship had changed was after my husband died, there was no support. And my mind told me, like, hey, there should be some support here. There should be some sort of, let me make sure my child is okay. And that just really wasn't there. It just really wasn't there in a motherly way, in no way, shape, form, or fathom. So I decided to start setting boundaries. We didn't really talk as much. It was very cordial, very, hey, check in, check, you know, here, there. I would get a lot of calls about the things that were being said about me. And I am not a person who jumps into confrontation with somebody. I'm just not. If you said it, you said it. I'm not going to call. Hey, did you say? I know you said it, because how would they know? You know, anytime I attempted to allow her close to me, I would end up being hurt, because now I have to hear about what I've spoken to you in confidence and the things that you said about me. And I know you said it. And there's no point in me calling you and saying, hey, did you say? That's just an argument. So now it was, let's set some boundaries. Let's set boundaries. You are going to be who you are, you know, to the end of time at this point. Hopefully you change. I don't know. I pray for you. Wish you the best. But you are going to be who you are. And I have to decide the amount of access that I allow you to have in my life. And so I began to limit access. We spoke here and there very briefly, very surface level, nothing really too deep. And I had kept it like that for a long time. You call, I answer, you know, I may reach out. Hey, how you been? And it was just that very, very, you know, limited access. And the boundary started to not be respected. And it was just like, okay, you're not respecting my boundaries. Okay, hey, I would appreciate if, you know, we kept it on this. It doesn't have to be that, you know, and that was just not respected. And so this last time, it was a very all blown out argument, and a lot of things were said. And it was, my mom is, again, very manipulative, and she has these tactics that she uses. She has these tactics. It's fear-mongering, it's guilt, it's, you know, and I was on the phone with her and she was going off, and I watched her go through, it was almost like multiple personalities. I don't know how to explain it, but I watched you go through these stages of trying to get a rise out of me. It was anger. How could you? Then it was when I died. Then it was nobody loves me. Then it was, bitch, fuck you. It was so much. And just like a 10-minute thing. I just kind of looked at the phone and said, you know what? We can just go ahead and end this. We don't have to keep doing this. I have long let go of the mother that I thought I would have. I've long let go of this parent that I thought I would have. I've already grieved this. I've spent thousands of dollars on therapy behind this. Hey, Monique, you have to make the decision now. And I chose me, and I chose my peace. And I had to understand that when my boundaries aren't respected, then you can't be a part of my life. You can be here if you can respect my boundaries. Well, not now, but you at a time, if you can respect my boundaries just like you want me to respect yours, we can keep a very cordial, light relationship. I understand a long time ago that we will never be that mother-daughter that I longed for. We would never be that. And that was a very tough pill for me to swallow. That was very hard for me to acknowledge and accept, because a lot of grief comes with that. And going no contact, a lot of grief came with that, and a lot of shame and a lot of guilt. I'll be honest with y'all. It was very hard. It was very hard. I wish I could get on this podcast and tell y'all that was the easiest thing that I've ever done. Have I been granted an amount of peace? Absolutely. There is peace in it, but the grief that came with it, because I started to notice that life still goes on. And whether I'm very peaceful about it or not, it's moments that you still want to share with people that you have to check yourself and say, you know what, that's not where we are. Like, it's moments, it's, I have to grieve the process that you may never know my children. You may never know my children. You may never get to experience them. And that's hard because I've watched her experience her other grandkids. So it's a lot that goes into it. But I did have to understand that going no contact was not me being cruel. Again, this was not the first thing that I decided to do. And it may not have been the first thing that you decided to do. So you have to tell yourself when you decide that you're going to limit access, set these boundaries, or even go no contact, that you aren't being cruel. You're not being evil. You're not doing this out of malicious intent. You are literally, you are self-preservation. That's all it is. It's an act of self-preservation. I have to make sure that I am okay. And if me allowing you into this area of my life makes me not okay, you cannot be in this area of my life. You can still be over here. I can deal with you accordingly this way, but you cannot be in this space because then that starts to disrupt my peace and my joy. And why would I allow that? And I think a lot of times in our community, we are taught to, you just allow it because it's your parent. So you put up with it. And they'll tell you, I don't care what they did. That's still your mother. I don't care what they did. That's still your father. No. I'm going to say it flat out, simple as put, no. As my mother, as my father, respect my boundaries and respect me. As simple as that. In talking about, and to move like forward in talking about self-preservation, a part of self-preservation that I realized was forgiveness. And again, that was a very hard concept for me to grasp because why do I have to forgive you when you're the parent? I'm not going to sit here and act like I was the perfect child, but why do I have to forgive you? And it came to me that I have to forgive you because not forgiving you is messing with me. It's not messing with you. And forgiveness for me was letting go of the resentment, no longer hoping for a different past. You can't sit around hoping and wishing that things could have been different. They could have been. Unfortunately, love, they weren't. And so you have to pick up those pieces of the past and piece them together for a different future for yourself. So there was no point of me sitting around literally like, oh man, I wish, you know, my dad would have did this and I wish my mom would have did that and I wish they would have showed up for me like this and showed up for me like that. That's a waste of time. And I don't mean to say that just like bluntly and rudely, but it's a waste of time because they didn't show up. They didn't do anything differently. And you still had to go on with life. So we gotta let that go. And we gotta forgive them for that. And forgiveness, again, does not equal reconciliation. If you don't want it to, let me say that. Because you can decide, you get to decide. But you can forgive your parent for, again, not showing up, not being present, be it emotionally, be it financially, be it physically. You know, some of us have abandonment issues because our parents did not show up in a way that we truly needed them to in childhood and adulthood. But you can let go of that resentment of them not showing up. You forgiving them is releasing them and creating space for a better version of yourself, if that makes sense. And you can free yourself without, again, reopening any doors, releasing yourself from being tied to the identity of the wounded child. The wounded child, every time you think of them, like once you decide to forgive them, you can, hey, I am no longer a wounded child. I am no longer 10-year-old Monique or, you know, 5-year-old Monique or whatever the case may be for you. It's time to forgive them so you can heal that little girl or that little boy in you and move on with your life the best way that you can. So now that we've talked about some forgiving and what it can look like, because again, it don't gotta look like reconciliation. Say that again. Or it can look like reconciliation with boundaries. The key word is boundaries. Make sure you set in some damn boundaries. But let's talk about the guilt around going no contact. Like I said earlier, there is such a level of guilt around that it's still your mother, and we have to dismantle the thought process that them being your DNA or your mother equals obligation. I am not obligated to deal with your shit because you my parent. I'm just not. Sorry. That may sound absolutely horrible, but it is just kind of is what it is. I'm not obligated to do so. And like I said, in our community, well, the African American community, you have like expectations, like you are to honor thy mother and thy father no matter what. Honor them. You don't disrespect your parents. You don't not talk to them. You do what they say do. You keep them around because at the end of the day, they gave you life and so you only get one of them. Let me tell y'all, I'm gonna keep it 110% with y'all. I fucking hate when people say you only get one parent. You only get one of anybody. You literally only get one person of anybody. I have not gotten another person who has died. I haven't. I'm sorry. And that, I don't know why that fucking saying irritates me so bad, but it does. Because as you only got one parent, they only got one you. I don't care if you have siblings, they only have one you. So just as much as you want me to treat you with respect, kindness, honor, and love on you, why do you feel like that they don't have to do the same thing just because they are your parent and you only get one of them? That shit blows me. I'm sorry. I just went on a tangent because that shit pisses me off. But anyway, back to the guilt. There is an eternal war within yourself around this. Like I said, life tends to continue to move forward when you decide to set boundaries, go no contact, or even mourn the relationships you thought that you guys would have. You have this sense of guilt of, should I be reaching out? Should I be doing more to nurture the relationship, to cultivate this relationship? Should I be doing more? You also have the grief of and the guilt of what if. That one was really big. Like, I feel like I kept talking to my mom so much because what if? What if somebody passed? What if something happened to a sibling? What if? It was such a what if. You can't not talk to her because what if? You can't not speak to her because what if? And the moment I realized this, baby, they ain't worried about the what ifs. And me talking to her would not change any what if that would happen. I let it go. I let it go. And since we've been no contact, life has happened. Life has happened. I've had some situations happen. We've had some family situations happen, and nobody's reached out, and that's okay. That is okay. And it's also the guilt of, like, again, with life happening. I remember in light of Mother's Day and Father's Day passing, that day was really hard for me because it was Mother's Day and then her birthday. And then I was like talking to my therapist, and I'm like, how do I? You know, this is gonna be weird for me because we've went no contact before, but it's only been for like 6 months or, you know, something like that. It's never been this long or this final. It's never been this long. It's never been this final. So I needed to know, how do I navigate not speaking? How do I navigate her birthday coming and me not saying happy birthday, or Mother's Day and me not saying Mother's Day? Like, how do I do this? And it almost feels like you have to kill them in your mind. Like, I know that sounds kind of crazy, but it's almost like you have to act as though they don't exist in a certain way. Like, and her birthday was hard because I'm like, dang, girl, you really not gonna call your mom and tell her happy birthday? And it was like, no, you're not. And you have to be okay with that. y'all have tried this. You're tired of the rigmarole. You're tired of, you know, the cycle. Somebody has to break the cycle. And it had to be me. And that's a heavy burden to bear when it has to be you. I'll be honest with you. But I had to be okay with it. And I had to call my therapist. And she's like, are you sure? Are you sure that this is what you want to do? And I was like, girl, yes, I'm sure. But I need to know how to navigate my feelings afterwards. And that was another thing. Just because you have feelings about it afterwards does not mean you're doing the wrong thing. Because I would often sit back and think like, oh, shit. I feel guilty about this. That means I'm doing the wrong thing. Feeling guilty does not mean you're doing the wrong thing. It doesn't mean that. It means that you still consciously love this person. You still consciously want them to be a part of your life, but you know that they can't. But it doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong or you should. Let me just reach out because, oh, man, you have to think, you have to break down years and years and years of hearing that is your mother, that is your father, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that. You have to literally, like, deconstruct the thought processes that we were taught about our parents when you decide to set these boundaries or you decide to go no contact or you decide to limit access. You have to deconstruct, and with deconstruction comes guilt. With deconstruction, when you tear down everything that you've ever known, you're going to feel guilty about tearing that shit down. That just is what it is in any aspect of your life. But there's such peace on the other side of rebuilding. And again, I say, even if you decide to rebuild those relationships in a different manner, there's such peace on the other side of that. If you decided to go no contact and, you know, be it temporary or be it forever, there's peace on the other side of that as well. So don't let your guilt make you feel as though you're doing something wrong. Just don't, because it can happen. And what I also had to learn that my forgiveness of her or your forgiveness of your parent, sometimes you have to forgive without a conversation. I know we grow up, we are in such a time that everybody needs closure. I don't know, some people into ghosting and shit. I don't know, but we are in a time where closure. And I just want them to apologize. And I just want her to apologize. And I just want him to apologize. I want them to see my side of it and to see me. Babes, you got to make peace without having a conversation. That apology may never come. That acknowledgement of pain, trauma, it may never come. You may never get it. It may always be, I did the best I could, which, what do you want from me? I gave you life. What you want from me? You may never get that. They may never look at you as a human being and not just their child. Cause I think sometimes it is that you're my child, but I'm also human and I also have feelings. They may never see that. And you gotta be okay with that. You can definitely find closure from within. You can definitely find, you know, you can definitely find release from within. You could write a letter. Hey, I've written a love letter to myself about this. You know, kind of rebuilding what was torn down inside of me behind this relationship. Because the truth of the matter is, like I said, you can have trauma behind these relationships. I know for me, I felt like I wasn't good enough, and I've battled with that my entire life, because if I was not enough for my own parent to love me in the manner that I felt like they should have, how could somebody else? If I was not good enough for you to stick around, why would anybody else? I came from you. Remember, this is what they love to tell you. You came from me. I came from you, and this is how you treat what comes from you? Well, that's fucking scary, but okay. So that apology may never come. And again, you have to be okay with that. You have to let go of the hope that one day they'll get it. Again, they may never get it. They may never see you. They may never see the hurt. They may never see the pain. And that's okay. You pick up those pieces. And you rebuild and you change and you break those generational curses. so that you can go on to be a better person, because you're not who your parents said that you were, if they said that you were, you know, horrible or something like that. But again, there is such a healing on the other side of this. I just want to let you all know, those of you who are going through any type of parental trauma, again, be it them not showing up for you, be it them not being present, be it emotional abuse or even physical abuse, just know you're not alone. So many of us have parental traumas that we won't even speak of because, hell, honestly, we can't. We can't. It's just that's the gist of it. We can't. So you're not alone in this. Know that triggers will still show up, especially around the holidays. And again, milestones or even parenting your own kids. You may, you know, you just may notice some things that may trigger you, and that's okay. Again, don't feel guilty about that. Don't think that you're doing the wrong thing because you're triggered. Healing is never linear. I will say that all the time. And it's okay to still mourn the relationship that you wanted. It's okay. Like with any grief, it comes and goes and it comes in waves. So again, I don't want you to feel like, oh, I should have been past this and now I'm crying about this, or I shouldn't have let her trigger me. I will be honest with you. I was just triggered in May. And again, I have not talked to this lady all year, and I still was just triggered in May about it. And I was like, damn, Monique, you're triggered. And I had to regroup, and I had to, you know, reframe my thought processes and again, make peace without a conversation. I had to reparent myself, pour into myself, and, you know, gather the things that I needed. Unfortunately, sometimes you have to do that on the outside, but it can be done. I was able to choose my own family now. I have such an amazing group of friends and that I call my family. I have some amazing mother figures in my life whom I can lean on, that really model a healthy, loving relationship. And I had to make peace with the past that I didn't choose. And you do too. You have to make peace with the past that you did not choose. You did not choose your parents, unfortunately, but you can make peace with it. You can say, hey, I didn't choose you, but I can choose me. And you can apply that to any relationship, really, but definitely your parents. You decide to choose you. And again, like I said before, this is your relationship. You get to decide. You get to decide if you wanted to keep going as it is with no conversations, no boundaries, no, hey, this hurt my feelings. No, you get to decide if you want to keep the relationship as it is. If you want to set boundaries, which I would strongly encourage doing, you want to always set boundaries when it comes to you, because you only get one you. So always set boundaries when it comes to yourself. If you decide to go no contact, that is okay too. Again, know that you are not alone. It is a hard road, but it can be done, and there is peace on the other side of it. If you decide you just want to take a break for your own mental health and reconcile the relationship later, come back to it later and see if y'all can build and become something different, that's great too. And that's what I would really love for everybody, to be able to develop a great relationship with their parents. But don't feel any guilt when it doesn't turn out like that. And know that you're not a failure if it does not turn out like that. Always remember, y'all, you can forgive in your spirit and never allow them back into your life. Both things can be true. Your peace is important, and you should choose it daily. So, again, that was episode, I think, two of Hopefully Healing. Just know I love y'all. I am standing with y'all. And just please keep healing. Follow me on all social media platforms at Hopefully Healing _. And I can't wait to see y'all next time. Bye.